From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kenya's main opposition leader, Raila Odinga, has urged his supporters to boycott Thursday's presidential election rerun, but he also called on them to avoid violence.
Do not castigate any person or any community. Do not look at your brother or sister with suspicion. He or she is as much of a victim as you. If your neighbor supports this twosome, do not insult or assault them.
Odinga has accused the nation's Electoral Commission of being incapable of running a free and fair vote. The election was expected to go on after the Supreme Court was unable to hold a hearing Wednesday on a petition to delay it. The court threw out the August 8 result because of widespread irregularities. Appearing on national television, President Uhuru Kenyatta, declared winner of the last August ballot, said voters should cast ballots and then go home and avoid disruption.
I say that after you vote, and I have said this before, please go home. Go back to your neighbor. Remember that in spite of their origin, your neighbor is your brother. Your neighbor is your sister.
The head of the election board said the vote would proceed even if some polling stations were unable to open. In Spain, Madrid is poised on Friday to impose direct rule on the Catalonia region following its independence referendum that the government called illegal. Monash University analyst Carlos Uxa said there is little doubt the Spanish Senate will vote to impose direct rule.
To be approved, you need the majority in the Senate, and the ruling party, the Partido Popular, has that majority, so they don't even need to discuss with other parties. They have said that it will go ahead no matter what the Catalan government does.
The Catalan president is to address his regional parliament late Thursday. This is VOA News. New airport security measures for inbound flights to the U.S. are to take effect Thursday, with some passengers to be subjected to interviews. They are expected to cause flight delay and confusion worldwide. Jeffrey Thomas is editor of the Australia-based airline Ratings.com.
So there's going to be a range of complications, and it depends on how airlines deal with this, whether they do the questionnaire at check-in or whether they do it prior to boarding.
The new requirements replace earlier restrictions on carry-on electronic devices. The ban imposed after U.S. intelligence discovered Islamic State and Al-Qaeda were looking into ways to plant bombs inside laptop computers. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Wednesday said she told South Sudanese President Salva Kiir in Juba the U.S. has lost trust in his government for continuing the country's civil war, and she said that trust needs to be regained.
I didn't come here to talk. I came here to basically say the time for action is now. We're not waiting anymore. We need to see a change, and we need to see it right away.
Haley said she told Mr. Kiir the U.S. was at a crossroads and that every decision going forward will be based on his actions. Violence in South Sudan since late 2013 has killed thousands and forced millions from their homes. Ugandan opposition leader Kizza Besigye has been arrested again hours after being charged with inciting violence following clashes between his supporters and police last week. He was released on bail. The former physician of long-serving President Yoweri Museveni broke ranks with the government in 1999. The opposition is opposed to efforts to change the constitution to allow Mr. Museveni to, in power since 1986, to run for another term. Israeli authorities have approved a major expansion of a Jewish settler enclave in a Palestinian neighborhood of East Jerusalem, issuing building permits for nearly 180 units. It will nearly triple the number of settler homes in North Zion settlement. Thailand is in the midst of an elaborate five-day Buddhist funeral for the late King Bhumibol Adulyadet, who reigned for 70 years in preparation for the monarch's cremation. Some 250,000 are expected to line the streets of Bangkok's royal quarter to witness the procession from his palace, where the king's body has been kept since he died October 13th. At age 88. Thousands of pages of long classified documents about the investigation into the assassination of President John F. Kennedy will be released to the public Thursday. The documents contained in more than 3,000 files will be released automatically under President John F. Kennedy Assassination Records Collection Act of 1992. In the western Pacific U.S. state of Hawaii, pedestrians caught crossing the street while looking at a mobile electronic device in Honolulu face a fine of up to $99 as of Wednesday, to keep distracted people from blundering into traffic. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.